Hi, it's Meghna Chakrabarty, host of On Point. Next week, we're going to be talking about voting in 2020. 17 million Americans have already cast their ballots early in this election, and sometimes it has not been easy. For example, in Georgia, on the first day of early voting there, a lot of people showed up, and for some, it was a really, really long line and a really slow line.
I started off at 10:04 and I left at 7:43. So almost 10 hours.
That's Everlene Rutherford. She lives in Kenesaw, Georgia. High turnout and a sluggish computer system caused massive delays in that state. But Everlene held fast and kept going. She told us how and why.
I quickly realized, probably an hour in, that this was going to take a long time. There would be 15 minutes that would go by where literally no one would come out of the polling area. And the line just was not moving. And that's where I started to get frustrated. For those 10 hours, really, I had all kind of thoughts about leaving on and off. A lot of people did leave and was like, I can't take this. But everyone around was kind of cheering each other on, like, don't leave. You can stay. Come on. We got this. I had to go back to my car and get my chair. They held my spot. Everyone was being kind to each other, laughing, giggling. I enjoyed that part, just socializing and being kind to people, no matter who you were voting for. Politics was all left out. Also, my husband was hitting me up and was like, stay, boo, you got this. I have our sons. Don't worry about us. Vote. I try not to watch I get emotional sometimes when I think about it. I try not to watch the George Floyd video. But someone had posted a small clip of when he was on the ground and he was crying out to his mother. And I watched that clip of a couple of seconds and I just started crying. And I can't imagine my sons, and I have three boys, three black boys, young men, and I can't imagine that being one of my sons. And I wanted to stay there as long as I had to make sure that my vote and my voice was heard. I think it's quite ridiculous the type of lines that we have in Georgia. To me, when we had the primaries earlier this year, there was extremely long lines as well. I would have thought that they would have added more polling places, did some type of action in order to prevent this again for the actual election. And I really have not seen any changes. So to me, they want long lines. They don't want people to get out and vote. They don't want people's voices to be heard. It's ridiculous that we're still doing stuff like this nowadays. Like this is still not fixed.
Everlene Rutherford lives in Kennesaw, Georgia, and as you heard, she waited 10 hours to cast her ballot in early voting there, one of more than 17 million Americans who have already done so in this year's election. So if you are one of them, and it wasn't so easy to cast your ballot, or maybe even if it was, if you just dropped it in the mailbox, we want to hear the story of the journey that your vote has taken. So give us a call at 617-353-0683. That's 617-353-0683. And we want to hear what it has been like for you to vote in 2020. We'll use it on next week's show, so stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Thanks for listening. And as always, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. We'll talk to you later.